East Coast Breakfast.
The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
Ladies and gentlemen, stepping off the plane with a trophy in hand and fire in his heart. He's from Durban, but spins balls, not GTIs. The man who has an arm insured for 50 billion currency of some sort. The man with a lot of balls in the air. Wickets are afraid of him. And now he is a part of a world champion team. Please welcome to the show the pride of South African cricket, ladies and gentlemen. Keshav Maharaj!
Good morning, everyone. That's a wonderful introduction.
No, listen, next time you guys go to the World Test Championship final, please take Darren with you. Yeah. We would like to intro you guys.
That energy is contagious. We need it.
Yeah, that is amazing. Now, Kesh, I mean, first things first, congratulations. I know what the journey you've been on when it comes to Test cricket, when it comes to cricket in South Africa. And to be honest, there's been a lot of downs, but I mean, that was literally, you guys climbed Mount Everest on Saturday last week. You were very emotional on the Friday, and then obviously on the Saturday, I mean, you couldn't contain the tears. Just tell us about that moment when you guys were officially crowned world champions.
Yeah, look, it was almost surreal. I don't think it's fully sunk in yet. But yeah, I think at the time I was never going to let my emotions be held back. I'm someone who wears my heart on my sleeve, and you know, that's how much it meant to me and the team, and obviously all the fans out there and supporters out there. I think if you look back, especially the journey I've been on for 10 years, you know, we've had a lot of disappointments to come close yet so far, and to finally cross that hurdle just felt, you know, so fitting and so right at the time.
Kesh, winning this title, obviously special, but doing it in possibly one of the hardest places on earth, down under. Those Australians, famous for their heckling. Give us an idea. How much heckling did you have to, did you guys have to put up with from obviously the other team and from the from people in the crowd?
Yeah, look, I think firstly Australia come with a pedigree of knowing how to win trophies, and especially in these big events. So, you know, there was a little bit of banter, I'd say, flying around here and everywhere. But luckily, I didn't experience too much in that for that long. But I know some of the other boys, you know, they tried, the Aussies, especially when we were on top, they tried to ruffle a few feathers. But as resilient as we are, we stood strong and, you know, came out on the right side of things.
Yeah, nice.
So, Kesh, you've had the inside edge with the ups and downs of South African cricket for a while now, along with every South African. What do you think this win means, not just for the team and for South Africa, but also for the future of Test cricket in our country?
Yeah, look, I think if you look at cricket, we basically, if you look at our team, we are a rainbow team. We've seen all the demographics of our country be a part of something so special. So that's what the magnitude of winning this trophy is huge, not just for cricket, but for our country as such. And it's hopefully going to open up new doors coming forward and, you know, pave the way for Test cricket. It was obviously, people thought that Test cricket's a dying format, and considering that we hadn't played enough, but I'm sure there'll be a lot more knocks on our doors to play a bigger series and longer series, you know, from a 2-match series, possibly 3 to 5-match series, which is something that the players want.
Nice, man. Keshav Maharaj, a part of the Proteus team that are ICC World Test Champions as we speak. We are so proud of you and your entire team. Please tell everyone that you see, everyone you work with, that we are very, very proud. Congratulations. Well done, okay?
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.